All right, in Simas Amachay, we're going to learn this week primarily the halachas of the Gid Anoshe. To me, it was an eye-opening thing to learn these halachas because it's the third mitzvah in the Torah, and we don't really know very much about it, where it is, what it is, etc. So it's interesting to learn the dinim of the Gid. I just first would like to touch on two things from last week. First of all, in Siv Dalid, Beye Zachar calls a man Shaloi Hoyoloi Shloshim Yay Mutarim Lekedera. He spoke about the eating of the flesh of the Beye Zachar, of the testicles. Calls a man Shaloi Hoyoloi Shloshim Yay Mutarim Lekedera. The number 30 days cannot mean you have to shechita before salting, because we always salt within 3 days. So it's likely that it means that if the animal was less than 30 days old, this part of the animal was probably not developed. And then the Muktarim Lekedera B'lai Klipa, they don't have a special blood flow, a strong blood flow, which would make them require a special treatment. And that's probably the pshat in the Shloshim Yayim. I thank Dr. Hamawi for pointing out the pshat. Although I don't think it's used here in the United States. The second issue is the issue of the tongue, which I mentioned last week. Then I watched Menachrim 30 years ago. They removed the center of blood vessels through the front of the tongue by cutting off the tip and pulling. I was in a store this week and I saw someone gave me a tongue as it comes from the base of Shechita, and they're cut out from the back. They're removed from the back. The person who had delivered it to the store told him that they used to do it from the front, now they do it from the back. Nevertheless, there was a small cut at the tip of the tongue. I inquired from Rav Belsky as to why it is this way, and he explained to me that the blood vessels in the tongue, if you imagine that this hand is the tongue, this is the tip of the tongue, the blood vessels come in a circle. They flow in and around. If you're just going to cut off the back and pull, the blood vessels are still all around. When you pull it, you're going to be pulling the meat. It's pretty much a string, and all the meat, you can't really pull it, because you're going to pull it, and since it goes around the meat, all the meat is going to come with it. So they cut the tip. They cut the tip to remove the connection, and once they remove the connection, they can pull it out. Why don't they pull it from the front? One person who's involved told me because they want to have the meat nicer. It's just for the niceness of the meat. And someone else told me that it's for Hilchas Nikur, it's better. So it's either one or the other or both. Maybe both are true. So I don't know. It's like the chalas, the Rosh Hashanah chalas, the rounded Rosh Hashanah chalas. So you ask people in the bakery why it's rounded. So you ask the lady at the counter, she tells you it's like hanfeyaino, whatever other stories they have. If you ask the baker, they tell you that when you have to bake 2 days worth of yomtiv, you have to bake 2 days worth of chalas in one shot. You can't braid all of them, so you just make them round, and that's that. So it may be that that they do it this way so that it should look nicer. And once it looks nicer this way, it's better, it already has all the other milas. But then Glatman, I assume you'll check the tongue, you'll find, I don't know, maybe they do it the other way, but that this is how the Nikar is done. So these are two inyanim from last week's topic, Gidei Dam, and this week we learn Hilchas Gid Anoshe. Okay, we'll discuss that. Here in the United States, the hindquarters are not minuker, and they're sold with trefa meat. In Eretz Yisrael, the custom in many places is, not in most places not, is to be minaka the acharayim. And we're going to discuss this issue and whether what we do is actually a minig.
It's so. Does
not. The Eid Acharei does not menachah the hindquarters.
But just the other ones.
Many are. I don't know exactly which are and which are not. but the Erech Reides I know is not. The reason I know is it's a tshuva in the Rishtambruch Sefer. He says that they don't do it. He's the Erech Reides. Okay, let's start from the beginning to try to define what is the Gid HaNoshe, where it is, Sif Hei, right. We're going to start by learning Hei Vav Zayin on the halachas of which preachers have a Gid HaNoshe, that's awesome in HaTaira. And naturally that'll lead us immediately into the discussion of what is the Gid HaNoshe, and we have photographs here which I'm going to pass around. This is the first Mishnah in Perek Gid HaNoshe. The Gid HaNoshe, the laws of Gid HaNoshe apply to behemoth and chayah is the same. Even if their calf is not rounded. I'd like to explain that. And with that, we'll explain the next line. First is Nay Biyarach Shal Yamin Biyarach Shal Smile. It's on both hind legs of the animal, right and left. And it doesn't apply to a bird because a bird does not have a round calf. If you find a bird with a round calf, it is but you don't have to look for it. Now let me explain what this refers to. It's not complicated, it's just a matter of translating. Every animal has three sections to the foot. The bottom under the ankle, which is the foot. In a chicken, that's cut off before the salting, as we learned last week. And the Ramah says, our minig is to cut off the regel. And that's the bottom section of the foot. Above that, we have, from the ankle to the knee, we have the next section, which in the bird we would call the drumstick. That's the second section from the second joint, right? There's the ankle joint. And then there's from the ankle to the knee, which in a bird we would call the drumstick. We call the drumstick. That's the shaykh. I forgot the correct English word for that. That's the thigh. And let's get their names right. That's the shaykh. It's not the thigh. I'm sorry. That's the shaykh. His English translation of shaykh is tibia, which I'm not familiar with. But the shaykh is the drumstick. And that's the second joint. Now, if you look at a human being, you don't have to look. You all know. From the knee to the hip bone is the third joint. That is the thigh that a person has. That bone is called the femur. The bone, which I don't have on my right leg, so that's called, I know it's called the femur. And the meat of a human being around that bone is ogle, is round. Right? The thigh is rounded around that area. In an animal, also, when you open the animal, the quadriceps, the muscle around that thigh bone is ogle, is rounded. In a bird, you all know it's not that way. The drumstick is rounded. The drumstick has rounded meat around it. But the other part of what we call the bottom, which is the thigh, is the thigh and the drumstick. That thigh is not ogle, it's not rounded. And the Gid HaNoshe is in the thigh. In other words, if we would bring in a bottom of chicken here, we can preferably uncooked so that we can find it before it gets soft, we can pick out the Gid HaNoshe of a piece of chicken. Now, our chicken is not deveined, the Gid HaNoshe is not removed, because we just learned here in the Shulchan Aruch that that only a creature with a rounded calf,
the calf,
according to this, we're going with Rashi, is the muscle that surrounds the thigh bone of the femur. That's the calf. So what we're saying is, let's explain. So this is the rule of the first mission. The rule is that the calf, by definition, Mimnesha Noga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov. The word calf, which I suppose is similar to spoon, implies something rounded. And Gid Anasha applies only to a creature that has a rounded thigh bone, thigh meat, that the flesh around the thigh bone is rounded. That's the well, we learn from the Gzeres HaKosta, the fact Nishanaga Bekaf Yerach Yaakov, because it's Nishanaga Beyerach Yaakov, it's telling us that it's limited to minim that have this rounded meat around the thigh bone. The Gemara has an Iboyim. When we say it has to have a rounded meat around the bone, is that a definition of the min? Those sort of creatures that have rounded, there is a din of Gid Anasha, those that don't. Or does it depend on the animal in front of you? For example, let's say you have an animal which is different than all. It's different than all other cows. This cow does not have a rounded calf. Or the reverse. Let's say you have a bird which does have a rounded calf. Does it go by the min? Is the min kaveya? Or is that bird kaveya? The Gemara says teku. The Gemara says we don't know. And therefore, if you have an animal, and this is a freakish steer, it doesn't have a rounded meat, it still applies. If you get a piece of a bottom of chicken, and the bottom, after the drumstick, is rounded, then Gid Anasha does apply to that piece of chicken. I've never seen such a piece of chicken. But if you would have such a piece of chicken, if you would have a bird that grew in a strange way, in a freakish way, and it made it somehow to the butcher store, and then the Gid Anasha would apply. This is Pshat and Sifhei. Right. It surrounds it, but it's not round. It's not a round piece of meat. Right. It's not like the drumstick. So that's what it says here. In Sif Hey, the third line, Avla Nimtza Loi Kaf Ogle. If you find a bird that does have a rounded calf, Nayigbay, then it does apply. The Ain't Sarech Livdaik Acharav Imu Ogle. You have to look if it's rounded or not, but you assume a bird is not rounded. The Ain't Chiluf Bechayla Behema Bechol Dover HaAser Mishum Gid. The Surim and Gid Anasha apply equally both to Chayis and Behemis. And the same thing, I mishum dam. The same thing with gidei dam. V'chein ba'ayfim hoya loy kaf. V'chein kol dov asher nakar b'behema, tzarof l'nakar b'chaya gam kein. Whatever we do by a behema, we do by a chaya. Rak ma she'osam mishum chaylev, ain't tzarof l'nakar b'chaya, with the exception of dine chaylev. As you know, chaylev applies to a behema, not a chaya. And therefore, that's an exception. So here, we have the rule of where it applies. Sivav eds noyig b'koi, that this is nayig also by a suffik behema suffik chaya. It's mostly the tmiya, why the Shulchan Aruch has to bring it. The Prima Gadim asks, since it's nayig by behema, it's nayig by a chaya, so why do you have to be bring that it's nayig? In Hilchis Dam it says nayig by behema, nayig by chaya. It doesn't say nayig by kai. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. This is the tzad in the Gemara that it's a min b'shnei atzmai. So he brings it, but he is why by dam. She why didn't do the same thing? By Dami says Noy Behema Bechaya. It doesn't say Noy Bechaya. So means that it's not technically a Behema, not technically a Chaya. Yeah.
In our Masorah, is there an oath that has a rounded?
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware.
Sometimes Nico pulls it out. So they know everything. How do they know everything's taken out?
I'm going to explain. I just want to say, just to finish. Hey, Vav Zayin is where it's Noyig. Any Noyig Bishalul Bishlil. It's not Noyig by a stillborn, by an embryo. Kol she'enei ton shkita, v'yeshay mishanayig bayim sholmolei chadashav matzono chai, no galahach mikasvar achreina. Again, I don't think we eat it. We eat these stillborn animals, so it's not so nagea. Alright, this is the rules of where it's nagea, in which creatures. We have to now talk about what is the Gid Anasha, and how difficult it is to remove it. And that's all based on Sifches. I just want to tell you a Chiddush Atzum that says in the Rashba. The Rashba says that Gid Anasha is Noyig by Behema Chaya. It's also Noyig by Basar Adam. Basar Adam, by human, if anybody ever had a Shaila of eating Basar Adam, it's up to Rashba that you have to remove the Gid Anasha because there's an Issa Gid Anasha. Now, there's a machlekes to Rosh and the Rambam. If Basar Adam is mutter to eat min ha-Torah, And so the Prima Gadim, when he brings this Rashba, he says he's going with the Shita that min ha-Torah you're allowed to eat human flesh. Nafkamina, God forbid, if someone is dying and is sapkoch nefashis, so it would seem that it's better. Sakakal. So min ha-Torah you're allowed to eat human flesh, and therefore you have to tell us that this is a gedan nasha. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring it down? So it's not a kasha, it's not lamaisa, it's not very negaya. It's just interesting. The Basar Adam is also Basar Mace of an Adam is also an Atira. We learn out Xerah Shava Sham Sham, Vetama Sham Miriam, Tishoma Vegla Rufa, that Basar Adam Mace is also min Atira Bahana even. It's even also Bahana. There's a machlekes, the machaber, and the gra. If that applies to a non-Jewish corpse, the iser tavana from a corpse is that only by a yid or even by a guy? Those who go to medical school are samech on the gra that it does not apply to a guy, and that therefore you can derive benefit from the corpse. The bodies, they call them cadavers, that are used in medical research, the same thing. Sometimes in transplants, sometimes in transplants, they do the same thing. I think I mentioned that I had the Shaila when I had my surgery, when my femur was removed the first time. They were doing it two ways. You can get a metal rod or a cadaver. And my first surgery was with a cadaver. And I discussed with Rapam, it could go both ways, whether I should go with the metal better to be chayshish, at least for the shita that is in Seder Isa, and having hanah from a gaisha mace. So Rapam said, no, the person should do whatever is better medically, and the halacha is that was samech on the ground. So I had the cadaver bone for a year, and then... It came loose, and now I have a metal bone. My doctor gave me a very nice comment. He said that he spoke about me at some convention, that that's the last time he's ever doing a cadaver bone. And I'll learn this to why, but there's nothing to do with halacha. But anyway, what? He didn't have anything to mention. He's an Irishman. He didn't. But at any rate, getting back to us, I just want to point out that this whole discussion of having a no min ha-Torah from a gid ha-nasha, if you hold like the machaber, that a mace is also ba-hano anyway, it's only negeya if it's even min ha-chai from an adam. It's not even a chai min adam. So it's kamat, not the whole thing is kamat, not negeya. Okay. No, it has to be an eva shalim to be mitame. And only an Evishalim is the tame, not a bone. It's not a tamba oil. Right? There has to be an Evishalim, and bones have to be Rabinion to Matama oil. So that's some kasar is Matama, I believe, Bamaga, not the oil. Okay.
Even with that, how do
There's no mitzvah shchita, so there's no mitzvah nevela. The Rosh and the Rambam argue there's an issachil on basar adam in Atayra. Yeah, two separate things. One is if the mace is also bound by a guy, and then one, a separate machlaik is if it's not basar mace, if basar adam is also. Okay, now we get to the question of what is the gid hanash, and that's sifches.
I don't want to be close, but is there a chiyah
of Lisa? Adam Adam. If Damada was also Midravon and not Marasayan. I don't know. It's not Marasayan on it. And the Dam Shebeish and Nivla Bevarim, there's no Issa. Okay, what is the Gid Hanasha? Well, there is a certain amount of confusion over what exactly the Gid Hanasha is. I have pictures I want to pass around, but after the explanation, it'll be more meaningful. First, I at the end of last week's share, I mentioned that in the Sefer Aksava HaKabbalah, Parshas Re'eh, on the Pasuk Loisis Goydidu, he writes that Loisis Goydidu, as opposed to Yisritu Sorates, which means to make a scratch as a sign of Avelus on a mace, Well, it's going to do ala meis means to make a deep cut. He says that this is merumis, and the word lois is going to do, because gid means a vein. A gid is a vein or an artery which carries blood. Now the fact that gid, okay, we have gidei dam, but he writes kamay gid hanasha, which he describes as a as something which transports blood in the body. Now that is apparently not the way. Now that would be very geschmack. What's it doing here? Milah hilchis dam, milah gid hanasha, right? So milah hilchis dam. We're talking about taking out the gidei dam, and now we get to the gid hanasha. It should have been hilchis chaver, but it would be very geschmack. However, it's not the way it's understood today by anyone. The accepted understanding today is that the gid hanasha is the sciatic nerve, which is the a nerve. It doesn't transport blood, and its description fits perfectly the description in the Gemara. Although I have to add that there are a few shver Rashi's that don't seem to fit. It doesn't seem that Rashi held that it was the sciatic nerve, but from all the Rishayim and the Sifrei Nikkur, it's clear that it refers to the sciatic nerve. Now there was a tumult at one time, a very interesting a footnote to the history of the Gid HaNasha is here in Pisrei Tshuva Beis. So before we get to what the Gid HaNasha is, let's just take a look at Pisrei Tshuva Beis. Gid HaNasha, Ayim B'Tshuva Sav Sevi Sim Sama Test, Binyam HaShakosav HaKresiu Place. The Kresiu Place, you realize tonight, just brings the following. Menaker Echad Hirish HaOilam. There's one Menaker that made a tumult. You think they only make tumults nowadays? There was a tumult then. Shekid Anoshe, who gid echad she'enay nimtza elabe behemis scharim v'loy b'nekedis. It's not what everyone thinks it is. It's a different gid than Pisrei Tshuva Beis. What? Oh, you're missing it. I'm sorry. Which is...
Okay.
Which is by scharim and not b'nekedis. V'loy matzu chachmei prag ma'aneh. And the chachmei prag could not answer his rayas. Until they came to Rabbi Yosi Naifshitz, Hera Loi Bismag, he showed him in the Sefer Mitzvot Agadol, Shekotza Mitzvot Gid HaNasha Noig Bischar Vubin Akevis. Says there that Gid HaNasha is Noig by male and females. Im Kain Akochach Eini Oise Gid. So it can't be the Gid HaNasha that's only in male animals and not in female animals, because the Smag says it's Noig Bischar Vubin Akevis. So he disproved. He disproved what he had said, that it's this gid. What? No, he said it's a different gid. There's a certain gid that's only by Scharim and not by the Kavis. He said, that's the gid HaNasha, not what you call the gid HaNasha. And he said, everyone has the wrong gid. Everyone got the wrong gid. It's a different gid that's only by Scharim animals. So he said, it says, the smag, the Scharim will be the Kavis. Rabin Tomu. The whole thing makes no sense. The smag mayri should know bischarim Yisrael of the kavos. Abba vigid loy mayri mu animtsu bischarim of the kavos. Says what's going on? Doesn't make any sense. Well, you say, just tell this fellow. Now, if he was an amaret, so he fooled him. But it always says by many lives, it says noy bischarim the kavos. So what's going on? So this is a milsa de tviya. So the sefer has a pilpul. To be tailed, it's totally zeb to zeb. It's not by male and female, human being, not by female. He has a pilpul wide. That's not the pshat in the Reis and Aishas. In the, I'm about to say what you're going to say. In the Tuf Tam Adas of Yedison Kluger, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger is also matmiya on this business, and he has a second tamiya. He says everyone's matmiya. Nayim b'schar ben kavis means yidden and yiddenes. It means men and women. He says he looked in the smag, and it doesn't even say no you bischar ruv in the kavis. It doesn't say a word about schar ruv in the kavis. It just says it's a gid hanasha. I guess it's assumed it applies to men. It doesn't say the whole thing. He's matmi on the whole business. So in 1930, in the Hapardis journal, it was printed, and it's now, you can't get the Hapardis, but you can get in the Hapardis Yaisa if he brings it. There was a rav in Los Angeles, Rav Shlomo Michal Neches was his name, who had an original print of the Kresiu Plesi that was owned by Rav Yonis and Eibshitz. And there, in Rav Yonis and Eibshitz's own handwriting, where it says, where Rav Yonis and Eibshitz writes, I showed him in the smag that it's not even Bescarbub in the Kavis, this word smag was crossed out, and on the side it was supposed to say Samach Hei Nun, Sefer HaNikor. And it refers to the Sefer HaNikor that was prominent, that was used in his day. And there it says, Naig B'Behema Yischarim L'Kavis. It says exactly what it says. So that is the correct pshat in this mystery of Gens and Eifshitz. And that it is something that is Naig B'Yischarim L'Kavis. So this is the part of the sort of the evolution of where it came. All minig is that it's a sciatic nerve. It appears he brings here that the Taimani Yidden hold that it's the femoral nerve. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Femoral nerve. That's the femoral nerve, and as we'll see in a minute, we remove the femoral nerve as well, as you'll see in 1 second. So, what? Right. We remove the Gemara says. We're going to discuss now why the removing of this nerve is so complicated that it's not worth doing today, and we don't have rump steaks or a filet mignon, which what? Filet mignon. We don't have a few of these types of cut because we don't use these type of things. What they are, we're going to see in a moment. I'm going to pass. These are both sort of identical. I just have two copies. One of them has a string that's holding the page, and the other one has a post-it. Yeah, two sides here. It's interesting to see on the second side it has a bottom, a piece of chicken, and it shows you can take a piece of chicken at home and find a gid hanasha in the piece of chicken. It shows you where it is, and it shows also the yerech and the sheik, the femur and the thigh. The thigh is the femur. The femur and the sheik. And also, we're going to learn in a minute the etzem ha'aliyah. The etzem ha'aliyah, which people call the tailbone, is really, it's what we would call the hip bone. Your femur attaches in the back of your body to the hip bone, which, if I'm correct, attaches, leads up to the spine. It's certainly that way here in the animal, and that's the connection. So you have your brain, your spine, hip bone, femur, what's the tibia. lower leg, the tibia, and the foot. So when you want to wiggle your toe, you send a message from here down there through this whole chain of nerves, which runs along the skeleton of the body. The sciatic nerve has many branches, of course, because the nerves branch out into every part of the body, which gets messages from the brain. And those are called the knoikneis, which we're going to learn in a minute. And just removing the sciatic nerve alone wouldn't be such a big job. But removing the knoikneis along with it makes it a big job. There are four parts that are removed with the gid hanasha. The gid, the sciatic nerve. The knoikneis, the branches of the gid hanasha. Then we remove the gid hachitzaini. We'll discuss soon why it's called chitzaini, which is the femoral nerve, which is a similar nerve that runs closer to the inside of the leg, actually. The sciatic nerve runs closer to the bone. This is further from the bone. And we remove that as well as a chumra d'rabbanan. And in addition, we remove the shuman agid, the fats that are on the gid. Now, the way it's described in the Aruch HaShulchan, the removing the two gid are lateral cuts in the length of the meat, which was still, you can still picture leaving pieces of meat that are sellable, but the removing the knoikneis requires cross cuts, which now make the meat the branches of the sciatic nerve. The nerve has offshoots that lead, I believe the assumption is that the knoikneis are derisa as well. We'll see if we see anything different. So again, four things that are removed. The gid and its knoikneis, which I'm calling two things. The femoral nerve, the gid hachitzain. And then the shuman she'ala gid, which is also removed. And this makes it... Shuman gid is a chumra midrabana, but it's a din now. Now, it's interesting. I saw.
Does the gid and the femoral nerve run parallel to each other? The they run alongside each other? The Gid and the Shnei Gidim, are they like...
They run in the same place, but they're not next to each other. They're one's called the Panimia, one's called the Chitin. See, that's what Rashi in the Gemara, a little confused. Rashi says the Gid Anash is called Panimi. It's the inside of the leg, towards the other leg. And the femoral, and the Chitzah is called Chitzah because it's outside, towards the outside. Taisus says the Snapshat. Taisus says the Panimi is the sciatic nerve, which is all the way in near the bone. And the Chitzah is called Chitzah because it's closer to the surface, which is the way we are Naig. Rashi apparently had something different. It's not just this one Rashi. There are a few Rashis that are not consistent.
Is it worth doing at all?
What?
Is it worth doing? Is it worth it?
Apparently, it's not worth it to them here in the United States, and apparently in United Israel, some feel it is worth it. What? Yeah, I don't believe that it's common to be Menachem Acharayim, even in Eretz Yisrael. The Welt says it's Sfaradi Ashkenazi. There was an article, if someone get a hold of the Jewish Action, 2 years ago, I believe, had an article on the Gid Anoshe, and they wrote that it's a mistake, where people say that Sfaradim brought the custom of being Menachem the hindquarters to Eretz Yisrael, that it's not true, that it was Ashkenazim, it's a matter of history. That as may, I don't know. They also brought an incident in England where the housewives were complaining, 100 to 120 years ago, were complaining that the way they do the hindquarters, it messes up the meat, they're too machmir. So the Beis Din sent people to India, to the Jewish community in India, to learn Nikar HaChayrayim. They went through the expense, this is before you have planes, of traveling to India to learn Nikar HaChayrayim. And they came back and said that in India they do it exactly the same way we do it in England. And the meat is just as mauled and
the women are not
less servable. Okay, so I'm going to pass this around. Again, it's basically these two sides. And let's pass this way, and it'll go there, and this way, it'll go there, and we'll make the rounds. Okay, so try, as you look at the pictures, to lend an ear as well. We're going to learn in Sivches. We're going to learn these things, and these things inside, and the truth is, it's a little amazing that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. We never thought about it. We never paid much attention to it. It's not nogea.
Why is it called scratch again? Why is the comparison of language
again?
Why is it
again? Lysis gaidedu means to make a deep cut,
right.
And a deep cut causes a great flow of blood. So for surface scratch,
lysis
gaidedu is a deep cut. And the word comes from that. We have to just tell people it's a school, and then it'll be. Somebody will do it, you know. It's funny. The Gemara says about Shiluach HaKein that Yachol Yagde Baharim. I would think you should go looking for Shiluach HaKein. Tamad Lameki Yikare. So that one mitzvah, which the Torah says you don't have to go looking to do, they have signs all over, they can go looking to do it. All the other mitzvahs, which it doesn't say, you know, it doesn't say Shechita or other mitzvahs, you know, they go do it, you find the opportunity to do it. Okay. It's like you said, that's supposed to be a skula. Shnei Gidim Hei. Let's learn what the Gid is. Shnei Gidim Hei. There are two Gidim that are removed, biyarech, in the thigh. Echad pnimi samuch le'etzem. One is pnimi, closer to the bone. That's the real Gid Anoshim. Vasheini chitzain samuch le'basa. And the second is more to the surface. Vishneyem asurim. And both are osur. V'tzorech lechateit achareyem. That's the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara already gives you the image that you have to mess up this piece of meat. Tzorech lechateit. You have to dig after them. Ela shapnimi osur min atayra. The inner, which is the sciatic nerve, is osur midaraisa. V'hu hapayshit b'chol hayarech. And that spreads out its branches in the entire thigh. V'achitzayin osur midavrayim. And the outer, which is the femoral nerve, is osur midrabanan. V'knoiknoi shebishneyem asur midavrayim. And the branches of them both are osur midrabanan. So connectness adrabanan. Vitzarech lechati tacharehem, and you have to go after them as well. It appears in the picture that the femoral nerve does not have extensive knaiknais, at least there, as that does. So it's two drabanas. The femoral nerve is also the knaiknais shebehem. And the fourth piece, vishumnam yisrael kadeshim hei v'nogo b'yisr. The shuman agid, which appears to be a lower level of chaymer, but that's yisrael kadeshim heim, and the nayig achumra, the gross says, kuremeya the sugi the gemara sham. And there has a makar also in the gemara. These branches of the Gid Anasha, the Ramah says, Rashi Haknaiknes Nechnasim Barashi Ha'atzamais, they lead to the tops of the bones. Akeda Menaket Sarach Lishbar Rashi Ha'atzamais, Kedei Lohasir Haknaiknes Meikaran. It requires a certain breaking of the bones in order to remove the Knaiknes. And obviously that adds an additional part of the tircha to this whole process. Ve'ein l'umayt seder aniko rak b'maris ayin min amumcha haboki b'nikurai. We're not going to go from here knowing how to do nikur. You have to learn it from a from an expert. The carbon Pesach. What did they do with the carbon Pesach? How did they get out the knoiknois me'ikaron? I don't know. Obviously, they couldn't break the bone. This chumra is a chumra d'rabbanan. Perhaps they weren't knighted by the carbon pesach. I don't know. It's a good question. The way I think the Aruch HaShulchan says the part of the knighteds that are in the bone are not aser, but in order to get everything all the way to the bone, it's just that's a practical way of doing it. Now, Rabelsky tells me that these four steps. Gid apnimi, gid achitza, and knaiknais, shuman, are, they themselves would still, if this was all we had to do, it would still leave a significant part of the hindquarters that would be commercially usable. He mentioned certain cuts that you could just remove and that don't have any of these four parts. He says that in the Seder HaNikor, that is the custom today. We have Svarim of Seder HaNikor written by Kadmainim. Rosh Hashulchan has prints two Sidrei Nikor. That there are additional chumris that Klal Yisrael was naig over the generations. Rabelsky told me that if not for all these chumris, it would be still usable. And as he told me to me, it's a tremendous chiddush. But he told it to me, and I said what? And he said it again. He said that when he does nikur on deer. On deer, he does nikur only the four steps that say here, and he feels that whatever it says seder anikur, the midi gisrael seder nikur applies only to cattle, which this where you could say there's a midi, because there's a midi that's not printed here, and to deer to chayis it doesn't apply. Now the Ramah said that women after the behema like the chayim and the behema the same. Rosky's saying if it's a chumrah, it's enough to chumrah with a naigit, but in the deer, they don't do it. Now, Rosky told me this. Deer. He's talking about deer. There are people, shech deer, right? Venison, okay. I don't know, I can only repeat what he told me. I can only repeat the words he told me. I don't know what else they do and how they do Nikur. I don't believe the OU has any Shechita that's used in our area that's only an OU Shechita. There is a purely OU. There are OU Shechitas, but they're not used. The Shechitas that I used are all have more than one Hechsher. So I don't know, even if it is the OU position, if it's necessarily everybody's position. Maybe it may not be. I have no knowledge to it. Now, what Rabelsky told me, I saw afterwards in the Marshal, the Yamshel Shleimai writes those exact words. He writes that to do a Nikur Agid, the way the Gemara and the Paiskim describe it, is not that hard. But Bo Aleinu, with the Chumra, Dabi Chumra, the Marshal writes, this is the Marshal a couple hundred years ago, he writes, Bo Chumra, Chumra, now they made the whole Achirayim, they butcher it up before anybody could make use of it. Yeah. So this, which Rabelsky was saying, it's already centuries old. But apparently, Klal Yisrael, Al Kain Lo Yechol Bnei Yisrael. The Marshal was saying, the Marshal was the Rosh HaMachmirim, is saying that's a Chumra Agad.
So,
they remove everything. They remove everything. Again, the way Rebelsky described it to me, what says here Shulchan Aruch, he could remove from one direction. From the inside, it's possible to remove it, to pull it out, to do a surgery and remove it. But with all the other cuttings that are necessary, it becomes extremely difficult.
I'm a little confused. So again, three animals, the chicken, the cow, and the deer. What's going on?
Chicken, cow, and deer. Chicken, there's no issue of Giranasha, as right, we said. Animals, a deer, the way Rabowski is saying, we do everything it says in Shulchan Aruch, Chas V'Shalom to be made, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, and this is what we do. On animals, we have Svarim, Sidre Nikor, that describe a more extensive removal of either the gid or that which surrounds the gid, and therefore the nicker as a practical matter has become something which is much more difficult. So this is the din of Gid and Lasha. What?
A deer and a chicken,
we do everything says in Shulchan Aruch. By a cow, or actually more accurately a steer, which is what we shech, the steer we remove more than it says in the Shulchan Aruch. A lot more than it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's because we have our minhagim in Sidre Nikor.
Okay?
Excuse me? Dachirayim. Okay, I'd like to talk about that. There's a tshuva, two tshuvas in the Ramosha Shemba. Here's the really crucial question. We all grew up, we know, some of us grew up, but we all know that we don't use the Acharayim. So what happens if somebody does want to do the Acharayim? Does this have a din of a minig? Or it doesn't have a din of a minig? Bizman Azel. This has become minig. Our minig is we don't use the Acharayim. Or not. Now, Rav Sternbuch in his Chuvus of Anhagis, Chelak Aleph, I believe it's Tof Yud Ches and Tof Yud Tes, he writes that it has a minig. K'moshe Kosov HaMarshal, he quotes the Yamshel Shloimei, who says, we're not menaker the Acharayim. And he writes that you shouldn't be menaker. And his second Chuvu, which is written to a menaker who wants to do it for himself in his own house, you know, he's a sheikhid, he knows they sell it for pennies, he wants to take it home. He knows how to be menaker acharayim. We'll have cheap meat. He says that it's osur, that it has a din of a minig. Kvar hinig ha-marshal. He doesn't even say where the marshal is.
Like without us.
Ramosha and Digris Moshe, though, I believe it's in Chelek Aleph. It's in Yerdei Chelek Beis. Ramosha writes that it's not a minig. Klal Yisrael, we don't pachka with it. We don't bother pachkering with removing the gid. The Gris Moshe is the Chelek Beis Tshuva Mem Beis. He says it doesn't have a din minig, and you're allowed if you want to be menaker acharayim. You know how, and you have an expert. Of course, you're allowed to do it. If you look at the Marshal and the Yamshel Shloimeh, I believe that Rav Sternbuch is alluding to is on Daf Beis in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin, and there he doesn't say quite what Rav Sternbuch writes. He writes that because of all the chumris, it's very difficult to be menaker acharayim, and therefore we have a minig not to trust a butcher to be menaker acharayim, unless we show it to a second menaker. As he says, we don't let the butcher do it alone without showing it to a second menaker to confirm that the nikur was done right. So Mashal does not say that we're not knowing this. He just says that. He just says that it's not done. Now, the Yehuda writes that in his areas there were some communities that didn't nikur acharayim and some that didn't. I'm guessing it has to do with the availability of goyim. How many goyim are available to you to sell the meat? Goyim have their own meat also. And if you're in a community where the third of the community eats kosher, if you're a third of the city, you're not going to find enough goyim to sell the acharayim to. And if you're in a community where the Jews are at 10% or 15% of the community, you will find. So it seems that it was totally in that. In Eretz Yisrael, There aren't enough goyim around to sell all this meat to. Who are they going to sell all the acharayim to? So what? But you have to realize when you start making a cheshbin, you're not providing them with meat exclusively. You're dumping this into their market. If there have to be enough goyim around to do it, you know, it's like the kid from Bnei Brak who came for a simcha to Brooklyn, and he saw a goyim, another guy. He says, "By Yontzei Bnei Brak is genuk ein goy." You know, you need one Shabbos guy. Why do you need so many Shabbos guys in Brooklyn for? You don't understand. You need so many Shabbos guys. So, you know, if you had, it depends how many goyim there are. You want to sell the meat. It has to be. It's a matter of dollars and cents. All right. So yeah. The question is, at what point are they knoiknois, and what point are they knoiknoiknoiknois? I don't know. I only know exactly what it says here, and from a scientific view, it's the whole, every piece of meat has some nerve ending in it. I suppose that the scientific definition of nerves would be different than what's obvious to the eye as being nerves, and at a certain point they become so thin as to appear to be part of the meat, and exactly how far the darkness go, I don't know. Siftes gufay shall gid einay ela ke'eitz. The gid anasha, as you know, gid anasha is ein begid menaisin tam, it's like wood. Shame by tam, ba'afal pikein asrasai taira. Lefikech einay oise taruvasai viplitasai. Therefore, if someone cooked meat with the gid anasha, normally if you cook with treif, it gives taste into the meat, and it makes a treif, but here it doesn't give a good taste. It's like eitz. Lefikech einay oise taruvasai viplitasai. Therefore, it doesn't ask it with a plita. Vaknaiknais vashuman yesh behem tam. However, the knuf, the knaiknais, and the shuman, which we are noyegis and midrabanon, do have a taste. Lefikach aisrin taruvasan, the plitasan, and therefore they do aser with the plita. It's not making chilke chitzen and pnimi, maybe, I guess they're the same. They're both nerves. One is a femoral nerve and one is a sciatic nerve. So, what? It has taste, whether that's because it has meat or it has fats, or I don't know why. Apparently, the knoiknias has some other to it. Yeah, but the volume is so minimal that it really doesn't. But you know, it's machleis mechaber amot. That's what my
talking. It's interesting that the source of the isur is not also reflected from the rabbanans from the dahar.
It's interesting. The rabbanans are more common than the deraisers, because the rabbanans have a time and the deraisers don't. It's true. I mean, I should check the other ones if they're also eggs. I'm guessing that they are, otherwise there'll be a tiyufta on the other thing. There's actually a machlaikis in the Gemara if yesh begidin benois and tam or ain't begidin benois and tam. There's a machlaikis in the Gemara, and there's a chubas harajba which was asked. That's the Rishon that says you can't have a machlekes in mitzias and shas. The Shulchan Aruch was asked, how do you have a machlekes if yesh begidin benois and tam? Go to a guy and give him to eat and ask him to taste it.
What does the Torah consider?
So it could be that it certainly has a certain level of taste. The question is, what's called taste? If I recall correctly, the Rashba, I believe he says that when it's raw, the gidin have taste. And when you cook them, it loses the taste. And it's a halachitika machlaikis if what remains is called tam. We had the similar idea by Naparnati Surah that once it gets a shem isser, even if it's a tam kolosh, it has a shed shem. If not, not. But what? The gid itself you have to remove, right? It's only that the plita does not ask. Right. Sifyud, gid anosha mutter bahanah. What is the chiddish gid anosha mutter bahanah? It says, akein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara says in Psachim, kol bokim shenema lo yoichlu is Yisuri hanah b'mashma. So, why is gid anosha mutter? So the Gemara answers, Kishahutra nevela hu v'chelba v'gida hutra. That when the Torah says that nevela is mutar b'hanoa, it's megala to us, gida v'chelba are also mutar b'hanoa. Zay shteit in the Gemara. Alpi zoyhar, the gid hanoshe is osir b'hanoa, and the Beis Yosef brings the zoyhar that says that the gid hanoshe is osir b'hanoa. I believe it's brought here on the side of the page. I'll explain in a second. There's an interesting Darkei Moshe on this Beis Yosef. It's also Bahanon. The Darkei Moshe writes on this that this Zayar, you don't have to worry about. Because the Zayar, now they don't call it the Zayar, the Kadmonim, he called it the Medrash HaNe'elam. Right? So if you look it up, you're not going to see the word Zayar. But they say the Medrash HaNe'elam is, we have a Messiah that it was written by Shem Bar Yochai. He said, Shem Bar Yochai is Stam Reb Shimon in Shas, is Reb Shem Bar Yochai. If you look in the second parak of Pesachim, Reb Shimon holds that the Gid HaNoshe is also Ba'anah. So what the Darkei Moshe means, the way I understand, he's saying the Zayar is not telling you that Alpinigla is Mutter, Alpinister it's also Ba'anah. No, it's Reb Shimon Yochai L'shitasai. He holds Alpinigla. He doesn't hold Kishahutra Nevela, he Bechalba Begida Hutra. He doesn't hold of that teretz of the Gemara, and Mimele holds it's also Ba'anah. So Darkei Moshe is saying that for that reason you don't have to be chayshish for it. It's interesting that although in the Beis Yosef he seems to say that a person should be chayshish, but here in Halacha he brings that it's mutter. It could be the Beis Yosef held that it's alpi nister, that a person should be machmer, and still alpi nigla that a person could be mekel. When I was in it was Thursday night, I had a chasna in Williamsburg, and during the break I walked over to the Satmar Beis Medrash to learn a little bit. So I went, I pulled out Svarim of Simas that have Simas Samachay, that's something about the Gid HaNoshe, and there was a sefer that had a whole arichus on this Alpi Kabbalah, that the Gid HaNoshe is Asa B'Hanoah, and the way Kodesh Baruch Hu always I tell you, Hashem, no question, has a tremendous sense of humor. You know, I'm going, you know, I'm a little chasna, I go to learn a little bit, you know, so I pull out a sefer there, the first day I pull out, I'm looking at Hilchos Gid HaNoshe, that's what we're learning. So he brings from Yirmiyah, the part of Yirmiyah we're going to have now, a pasuk to connect it, that, very interesting, he quotes a sefer HaKedah, for what I'm about to tell you. I looked up the sefer HaKedah. Sefer HaKedah is already, he was also a Baal Kabbalah, but his sefer is already accepted in the Svarim HaNiglet. So he writes that he heard that B'Medrash HaNe'elam, it says that there are 365 Gidin, and there are 365 days to the year. And each Lois HaSei is Keneged, and there are 360 Lois HaSei in the Torah. So there's one Lois HaSei, one Gid, and one day that correspond to each other. So he writes that the Gid HaNoshe corresponds to a fast day, to Tisha B'Av. Corresponds to Tisha B'Av, the day in which a person fasts. That's why in beginning the nice and time. There's no time. On a fast day, you don't have any time. And he says, where's the Remez? S, and it says S all over the Torah. He says, S Gid HaNoshe. S is of Tisha, the ninth day of Av. And he adds, HaNoshe is Hashana, once a year. And then he says, Gid is Meramez to the other three fast days. Gimel is the third day of Tishrei, which is Tzengedalia, and Yud is Asar B'Tavis, and then Gimel Yudalit is 17, which is Shabbos B'Tamus. So he says this Meram is to all the fast days, and Gid HaNoshe is connected that, and somehow that ties to why Alpi Kabbalah, Tosav HaNoah, and the rest of the Korban Abayi. So I looked in the Derech Pikudecha, which is the Bnei Sosna Sefer on Mitzvahs. Bnei Sosna started writing a Sefer on Mitzvahs. He didn't get very far, he wrote a handful. And one, but the third mitzvah he got to, Gid HaNoshe. So he writes there, he also brings the Zayar, and he's Mekalei said, and then he asks, how could it be that the Gid HaNoshe is Keneged Aveir, the fast day of Tisha B'Av, if for the first 850 years after Mount Tyre, nobody fasted on Tisha B'Av? So he asks, this is a Kaibaj Tzarechian. Although, what? They correspond to other days. Each corresponds to one day. No, but the one lysa, say, corresponds to a day. In other words, the 15th of Elul also corresponds Kabbalistically. Oh, you mean Tisha B'Av the day, even though it's not a fast day. But he means, because the Zaya says, ain't begin with a nice and tam, and you don't eat on Tisha B'Av, so the name it fits. So he's saying, you don't eat on Tisha B'Av, you don't eat on Tisha B'Av. That man, the armor, until then, it was yes, begin with a nice and tam. Then we see his change. What? Yeah, but there's still a total. I understand. So then these 11 days. Anyway, I will tell you that I saw Der Pikudecha, he writes, like Rishtarmbuch, he writes that it's a minig that we're not menaker. He seems to say, Al Pidin, that we're not menaker da chayrayim. So he does say that in Der Pikudecha. So, Kaparim, this is the total Gira Nashim Mutabana. So the follow up question is, if it's Asabahana, are you allowed to sell it to Goyim? You're selling it to Goyim? The answer is that since Goyim don't pay anything additional for the Gid, the Tzedakah Tshuva says, even if you know Yisr Hanah, you can't argue with Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shaleach Adam Yarech L'Nachri, a person could send, we're going to have it soon, that you can send the hindquarters to Goyim. So it must be that since there's no extra payment for the Gid, so it's not called Yavig Hanah from the Gid. I guess the Shumanah Gid you could have Hanah from, but the Gid, the Deraisa, there's no Hanah from, and therefore it doesn't prohibit a person from.
You have to lower it.
What?
You
don't get an extra penny for it. There's no weight. What does it weigh in Gidanasha? Gidanasha? Everything in the world has weight, but.
It's not negligible.
How much does the nerve weigh? I don't know. You pull it out of your chicken and weigh it. I don't know. Maybe an animal is thicker. I don't know. They sell everything by the pound. Sure. Don't mean to sell it. They hang it on these things. They have
weight. What's the call that if something is brought down from the Zohar, say for Nelam, if it's the Chumrah, we can pass him like that Zohar?
We don't pass him like a Zohar. No. The klal of Zohar or Arizals is the following. We pass him like a Zohar or an Arizal only if it's brought in the Paiskin. If you open up a Zohar, we pass him like an Arizal or a Zayar, only if it's brought in the Paiskin. The same Rebbe Yehuda Chassid. You know, Rebbe Yehuda Chassid, we'll take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh. There's Rebbe Yehuda Chassid that you're not allowed to have a brick house in Chutz La'aretz. People have brick houses in Chutz La'aretz. They have Terutzim, but you're not told that. Rebbe Yehuda Chassid, the ones that are brought in the Paiskin, not brought in the Paiskin. The ones not brought in the Paiskin, not brought. And the same thing with the Zayar. Here, basically, it brings it. So that's why there's a discussion. Sifir Al, Shaleach Adam Laivik Echavim. Ben Shleima ben Chatucha. You're allowed to send the guy a Yarech. However, im noisna loy b'fnei Yisrael v'imolay shikshera. If you're in front of the Jews are observing when you give it to the guy, you tell him that this was shechted. It's kosher meat. Loy itnenu like shichatucha. Elam kenitol gida. If you give him a whole side of it of an animal, so if a Jew is watching, he realizes he didn't take out the geranoshim. But if you sell him cut meat from the hindquarters, you tell him this is kosher meat, he's going to the Jew who observes is going to assume that the Gid Hadashim was removed. And maybe he's going to buy it from him. He'll get cheap kosher meat. And therefore, it's a shayla of lefnei iver if you don't tell him. And therefore, you have to tell him. Shlomo Kluger brings a raya from here that the Gid is nayig by male and female animals. Because it was nayig only by male animals, not by female animals. So then, even if you give a shleima, it should be a problem because a Jew who sees and says he has a kosher will think it's from a female animal. I mean, if it's really from a male animal, he's going to eat it with the gid. So he brings a raya from here to the truth that it's not by male and female. The chol yarech sifbei shen yata metachas yad yisrael mechuteches gedar shem mechatchin oisem menakri basar. And if you have a butcher that gives you a piece of the hindquarters, he becheska shenitul gida. You have a right to assume that he removed the Gid Hanasha because it's the butcher's job to remove it. Misha Nikur Vahalachlai. Veinon Yaidim and Mubaki Benikur. Vein Kamishu Baki Benikur Laharislai. Mutter. We have a rule by Shchita. The Roy Matsunites are Shchita Mumchenein. And if you find me a Shaykhit Shechted and he left, you can assume it's good. We have a similar rule by Nikur. That Roy Matsunites are Nikur Mumchenein. Vidavka Zakhtar Ramashi Yaidim Shehishl Nikurai. Now, if they know that the nikur was complete, v'im lafach yosu shem aloi hishlam niha nikur, v'im efshel laharis labaki ein lismach alaminaker, If it's possible to show an expert, because you could check if nikor was done, that would be the best. Since it's quite complicated, therefore the best thing is not to rely on Roy Mitzuyim Eitz Nikor Mumchenein, but to actually show it to a menacher, because it's something that you could check afterwards. It's not shy bittle, but must it melt into everything? But Kozman, it stands by itself. It's only the same answer. That's not shy bittle. What? It's more strict than shchita because it's much more difficult. Sif Yudalid, the final sif. Hatabachim nemanim al gira nashen. Butchers have a nemanis on the gira nashen. Miu ein leichim basa mikol tabach shoshechid la'atzmai yabaycha la'atzmai. Elam ken hayim mosa b'kashas. You don't buy from a butcher unless he's mosa b'kashas. I mentioned this. People out of town, some people have no choice, but to go to a butcher that he's not personally an observant Jew. People ask me about what's it called? Pick and pack,
pick and pay
on Avenue M. I tell him, I don't know if the hash is a good hash or not, but the owner is not an Orthodox Jew. If you buy sealed crates of chickens and beis hashchita, it's okay. But the minig is that we don't buy a basar. We try to buy basar from a frum butcher. Even a frum butcher, you know, you hope he's really a frum butcher, but at least he should be shemishah. What? We don't make our own gezeiros of Maris Ayin. People are going to see Ben Tara walking in, they're going to assume that it's okay. But what? Empire, you mean the base of Shechita? There's a base of Shechita and there's the butcher who cuts it up. I think they're two different things. The Shechita house is always, there's no Shechita house that's really, without Goyim, most of the animals go to Treifus. And most of the shechita houses are not there. Okay, so we've completed Gidei Dam and Gidei Chelev. Now we get Gidei Noshe. Now we get to Dvar Masur Mishum Dam. Mitzvah Shem next week. Okay.